Hey there, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages. If you're in a ship and you're at sea, or if you're in a ship and you're on the rocks, if you're on the rocks, have one on the rocks. It'll make the day better. I mean, it's already that far down. Anyway, we got good karma charters here. Captain Bill is with us. And do you want to introduce your lovely cohort?
Sure. It's my wife, Susie Brickle.
Okay. And you stopped in here at the bait shop getting ready to go out tomorrow and do a charter.
That's right.
So, what's the game plan? You know, everybody, you know, they hire captains, but they don't realize what goes on ahead of time.
Sure.
You know, and you're in here at the bait shop, and we were just talking because you're getting a little extra ladyfish and stuff. But part of the conversation was I was out yesterday, and it before 8 o'clock, the harbor was covered with mackerel and ladyfish, and it was jacks down at Turtle Bay. So you're going to head out. What's your game plan? What's your target fish tomorrow?
Well, what we'll be doing is, the way I like to go about doing it is to have a couple of spots that produce fish pretty regularly and then try to mix in a few new spots. So we'll be heading up by Bull Bay and Turtle Bay to pick up some live bait, and then I wanted to fish Bull Bay a little bit. I'm hearing some good reports on snook around the house and the cabin there, and then redfish inside Bull Bay. So we're going to go hit that.
I didn't do a darn on redfish. Now, I will tell you... if you're throwing a shrimp up against the mangroves, all you're going to feel is peck, 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 and the shrimp's going to be gone.
Pinfish, right?
No.
No?
No, that's the thing. Everybody was telling me pinfish, pinfish, pinfish. I took a Storm Twitch stick, put it on, and pitched up against the mangroves because I can catch anything with it. And boom, hooked one. Tiny mangrove snappers. I mean, from 3-4 inches up to about 6 inches. They're everywhere. Everywhere we stopped. And, you know, pick, 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 pick. And you can't get them on the hook. We got one on a shrimp. But I just said, oh, the heck, what? I threw the Storm in there. And they, I don't know what it is. Pinfish, tiny fish, big fish, they all eat it. But every place I caught a little mangrove snapper, little tiny ones. Sometimes when they were picking on it and I set the hook, I'd just snag them with it.
Right.
But you can feel them banging the lure.
Yeah. And I've been seeing those all over the harbor.
Tiny mangroves. I mean, millions of them there has to be. Literally, I stopped at 6 places, and if I threw against the mangroves, the shrimp was gone in 3 to 5 seconds. And it was every time mangrove snappers. Everybody's been telling me pinfish. And so I went out yesterday and proved, nope. I couldn't find a pinfish, by the way, against the shoreline.
I'll be darned.
Everything was snapper. Well, that's kind of good and bad, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is, because it shows we've got a good hatch of the snapper coming up, so they'll get bigger and be ready for supper.
Yeah, I mean, but I was astounded. It only takes like a year or so for them to get, you know, legal size, you know, a year and a half or so to get to be, you know, fighting fish. But I was just shocked, because everybody was telling me the same thing you. Every captain, I've interviewed 6 captains minimum over the last week, and they all said the same thing. And I went out yesterday thinking, okay, pinfish, because I catch them with the Storm Twitch the same way, because they'll either hit it and get hooked on the treble, or I set the hook and I can snag one. Not one pinfish, every place mangrove snapper. So your target fish tomorrow is what?
It's going to be redfish, snook, and then we're going to head out to the first markers outside of Boca Pass. And we're told there's still some cobia hanging out there and some shark. So we're going to cut baits out
sharks.
There.
Keep your eyes out for bonita out there. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of bonita. There's some kings out there, cobia going on. I mean, there's a little bit of almost anything possible. You know, you keep a weather eye on the horizon. What's your kind of go-to? You looking for stuff, or you just got a good place?
Looking for stuff at this point. Looking for activity on the waters, especially out there. That seems to be the best way to look for them. It is a new area to fish for me, so I'll keep moving until I find fish out there. And, of course, using sonar to mark the fish.
Well, I will tell you, how big is your boat?
26 feet.
Okay. If I'm going out there and I just, you know, I'll kind of get out in the pass and start looking. If I don't see anything, I stay on a 272 heading. And I go out about 7 to 9 miles, and it's just this huge hard bottom area out there. I mean, you can't miss it.
Okay.
Whether you're, you know, if you're generally on a 272, somewhere between 7 and 9 miles you're running to. It's just, the way I tell it is my bottom machine is kind of just smooth, and then all of a sudden the line on the bottom goes real jagged.
Yeah.
And that's hitting the crevices, you know, on the hard bottom, and that's how you find it. Super easy, but ton of fish there.
Yeah, if the water's flat enough, I'll make a run out there.
Oh, at 26, it's going to be flat enough. I could have took my skinny water boat there yesterday.
Yeah, I think they're calling for 4 mile-an-hour winds tomorrow, so that should be pretty good.
Yeah, I think you should be fine. But it's like only 7 to 9 miles out. I mean, if you stop at the first edge of the, if you find it on the first edge of the hard bottom, you can darn near see shore. You know, if you're standing on a chair, you look, oh, there's Boca. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not very far out. But other than that, how's the fishing been? You been out and about at all?
It's been hit and miss. I've been out three or four times in the last couple of weeks. You know, the heat kind of hurts you a little bit, but and now obviously some of the fresh water that's been coming down out of the canals and the rivers. But we've been doing okay.
Yeah. Now, we did yesterday, went out and up along the east side. God, there's a lot of tarpon there on the flats. The most I've ever seen on top of the flats, tarpon out there. All I saw in the middle, but I wasn't out there long because we stopped. We caught one ladyfish. That was more than enough bait for me and my dad because we had some shrimp and other stuff. But I was just kind of surprised how many tarpon back in the shallows right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was out fishing off ponds in the flats area across from the beach the other day on the kayak, and I was fishing a live target swimming mullet and was just killing the sand trout out there.
Really?
Yeah. Fish awesome. After fish.
That's awesome. I haven't seen any silver trout, sand trout in a long time.
Yeah. I was shocked to see them.
Yeah. I mean, usually I think of that as a cold weather fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second report I've had of schools of them over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And that's shocking because I usually never hear about those until October, November. And then it's usually on the river somewhere.
Right.
So to have them here this time, the whole world's gone crazy.
I think it has. I mean, it must be global warming.
Yeah. You know, the inconvenient truth. The world's nuts. You know?
Agreed.
Yeah. So let's see. I don't know. I was just kind of wondering about it. You know, always like to get a different captain's perspective. And tell the people who you are and what your charters are about and your phone number.
Okay. My name is Captain Bill Brickle. My business is Good Karma Sports Fishing, Karma with a C, and we are we fish the harbor. We run a 26-foot glass stream, so we can get out in the rough water and get into some fairly skinny water as well. My contact number is 682-999-7974.
All right. Yeah, I'm digging up your website so I can put a link to it while we're sitting here.
We don't have a website up just yet. We just opened up the business a year ago.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff, but that's not it. So what I'll do is I'll put your phone number up on the link to this on the show.
Okay, we'll have one for you soon.
So any good advice for people going out? You know, your average angler guy going to get out here in the next couple of days? Any kind of good advice?
What's worked best for me is not to get parked in one place for too long. If something's not producing, it's not probably not going to start producing. You need to keep moving and watch for that activity on the water.
That's pretty much exactly what we did yesterday. We'd go into a spot and we didn't get anything 15-20 minutes onto the next spot, and
right.
Did exactly the same, changed our bait presentation. Really did in the shallows, we really did a lot better with the floats. I was kind of surprised because we had sinker line out, we're doing free line, and it was the bobbers that got hit pretty much constantly all day. Everything was off the floats.
Yeah, keeping the baits up off the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was yesterday seemed to be popping cork day. If you didn't have a popping cork, you weren't catching a fish. And not sure when that was.
It's always good to have a lot of those on hand.
Yeah, so, but every day's a little different out there. You get into all this stuff, and one day you're out, and they won't touch it under a bobber. It's got to be, you know, free line. Then it's got to be pegged on a jig head, yeah. Or it's changing rigs, changing spots. That's what keeps everything going. So, anything else we should go over?
No, I'm good. Appreciate the time.
All right. Yeah, I just, you know, when the guys stop in, we're going to try and get more and more of them to come back and do a little bit of you know, a show with me, and most of them have the same reaction. Yeah, but anyway, all I can say is our studio audience, they love you. You know, they're just so happy you were here. And, you know, this massive crowd we draw here in our big, huge
pack of men.
Yeah, this massive studio's hidden here. So anyway, this is Fish and Frank, and that's Captain Bill. And the one who we just couldn't get to quit talking is your wife. We're just going to control her on the next one.
Going to have to, yeah.
Just get her under control or somehow.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, Fish and Frank and Bill, thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Bye.